I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia says there are discrepancies in the list of voter registrations the Georgia Secretary of State's office intends to cancel. Last week, the state said it planned to notify more than 300,000 people who have been inactive for more than 3 years before canceling their registration. The ACLU says it found 70 people on the list who voted last November. It's asked state officials for more information on those people. The Deputy Secretary of State says the list is online for people to review. Well, new voting machines that combine touchscreens with paper ballots are getting a limited test run in Georgia today. It's part of an effort to meet a court-ordered deadline to retire the old touchscreen-only system before any votes are cast in 2020. Voters in six counties are casting ballots on the new machines today in elections for mayor and other local offices. Georgia's remaining 153 counties won't use the new system until the state's presidential primaries in March. In August, a federal judge ruled Georgia's paperless voting system was seriously flawed and must be retired. An internal investigation into several of Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' campaign workers has found that they were improperly paid before being hired for city jobs. A report from the city's auditor and ethics office found the staffers were not properly screened and were paid early with restricted funds that didn't relate to their jobs. According to the AJC, six staffers were issued checks through the city's payroll system weeks before they received official job offers using funds from the airport and public works. Investigators did not make a determination on whether laws were broken by the mayor, who was not interviewed during the process. And a new report shows the number of babies born early in Georgia is rising. The state already ranks near the bottom when it comes to maternal and infant health care. GPB's Ellen Eldridge explains.
The report from the March of Dimes gives Georgia an F with a preterm birth rate of 11.5%. The organization, which tracks maternal and infant health, wants that down to 8.1 by 2020. Stacey Stewart is the president and CEO of the March of Dimes. She says the rate has worsened statewide for the third year in a row.
Prematurity is the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 0 and 5. And even babies that may not die as a result of preterm birth often are facing lifelong health challenges.
Stewart says the average cost of a preterm birth in Georgia is $65,000. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
The next Democratic presidential debate will be held at Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta later this month. The two co-hosts of the event, The Washington Post and MSNBC, confirmed the location yesterday. So far, 9 candidates have qualified for the November 20th debate. And Georgia may soon follow South Carolina's lead and file suit in federal court over plans to remove the new Savannah Bluff Lock and Dam near Augusta. The Army Corps of Engineers wants to replace the lock and dam with rock weirs that will allow endangered sturgeon to reach spawning grounds. This is part of the environmental remediation for the Savannah Harbor Deepening Project. That will drop the Savannah River as it runs through Augusta, which residents oppose. The Corps says a 2016 law requires the change to help the sturgeon. Officials in both Georgia and South Carolina will argue in court that the same law requires the water level to be maintained. Although no court date has been set, a town hall meeting is scheduled for November 13th. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks will try to break a 3-game losing streak when they host the San Antonio Spurs at State Farm Arena tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.